Bob Rockland Buick GMC in Columbia, a big city dealership with a friendly hometown feel. 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, just off I-255 on Old State Route 3. Store hours are 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and Saturday till 6 or 24/7 online at brockland.com.
With Insperity, you can help your company run better, grow faster, and make more money. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Insperity's HR and business performance solutions are designed with your company in mind to provide insightful expense and financial management, payroll and retirement services. Or if your company is ready for a full suite of HR and business performance solutions, Insperity Workforce Optimization includes employment administration, employee benefits, workers' compensation, government compliance, performance management, online training, and so much more. Simply call 1-877-273-6011 or visit Insperity.com today. One call to Insperity at 1-877-273-6011 handles all of this and more, giving you more time to focus on your business. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I did. I'd been putting off getting life insurance, but then my best friend's husband died. I saw her struggle emotionally and financially, so I called AIG Direct. I was shocked to find a $250,000 policy for under $14 a month.
Call now for a free no-obligation quote and save up to 70%.
1-800-895-2949. That's 1-800-895-2949.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
For quality name brand furnishings, including the signature design line by Ashley, visit McGuire Furniture Rental and Sales. We've been locally owned and operated since 1981, and our newly expanded showroom at 650 Fifi Road near Westport has quality new and gently used furniture at low prices. Stop in today or visit McGuireFurnitureRental.com.
Furniture that you desire. McGuire Furniture Rental and Sales.
Chicks and boobs, tatas, cassavas, bazungas, all up in our friggin' faces.
Disrespectful, disrespectful, sexist.
Yeah.
Apologize, we did not know that was loaded in the audio system.
You can say boobs, but don't dare say cassangas about breasts.
We are so sorry for that. Somebody slipped that in there. Probably Carney. And we just are so sorry. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 14th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. They've had a really good year at Matheny, and a big increase in the replacement business, replacement of systems. Now, we'd like to take a little bit of credit for letting people know they do that and do it well. We'll talk more after this.
Hey!
At the control board, it's Eon the Peon, and he would like to say hi to his sponsor.
Milk Wagons. That's one that...
I don't like that either.
Go for
I know
it.
You've said
Milk Wagons is your sponsor?
No.
That's an expression for boobs that Peon does not like, and I don't either.
Milk Jugs.
With you there, man.
Yeah. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you would like to hear from your advisor on a more regular basis, then you need to switch to Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every quarter.
They sure do.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Well, look who's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan Strauss. Hey. That changed it up. Yeah. I changed it up this time, just a little bit. Dan, how you doing?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Well, I guess anything's worth a try, Rat Boy.
What?
Oh, Rat Boy's been following all this anger and hate and protesting and people out of control, and he says the answer is simple. You give everybody a stick of what?
Cheese.
A stick of cheese. Those cheese sticks?
Oh, yeah.
And he says it'll
then
all...
what?
Well, they'll start chewing it, and they can't yell profanities when they're chewing cheese.
Yeah.
And then they'll kind of get blocked up, and that'll kind of slow them down a little bit. They get sluggish. He may have something.
That's one theory.
Well, he might have that sluggish feeling from constipation. That slows you down. You know what? Worth a try, Rat Boy. He's trying to help. That's all. Give it up for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. I had a really nice, long, pleasant conversation today with Tom Matheny. And in a few weeks, we decided it's time for us to get together, Tom and his brother Rob and me, and we'll just talk about how grateful we are to the AM and the PM people who have made this such a good year for Matheny. And I said, how's your business? And he said, it's been good. He said, we really had a great year by servicing people who needed the systems replaced. Because nobody's heating and air conditioning system is meant to last forever. There's not one you can buy. Lasts a lifetime, guaranteed. No, it'll last however long it's going to last, 15, 20 years, whatever it is. I think the average is about 15, 18 or something. But they've done a lot of replacement work this year. And thank you. Thank you to everybody who knows that the way you keep this show on the air is to support the advertisers and called Matheny Heating and Cooling. You always have the option of never having them back again if you don't like them. But if we just want you to get them out one time, whether it's for just a checkup, maintenance, repair, or replacement of the whole system, and never worry about whether or not they can accommodate you because you think, well, this is a pretty big business or a pretty big house. Nah, not too big for them. Well, I have a tiny... Hey, my mother-in-law has just a small little house, and it doesn't need a huge system, and they replaced her heating and cooling system, and they didn't do it for nothing because of me. We paid for it, and it's perfect for her house. And she doesn't worry at all because it's now only, I think, 2-3 years old. Winter comes. It can be 10 below again this winter. She's not worried. She'll be warm. This summer, she was cool. Matheny will take great care of you. You have our AM and the PM word on that. 72 years in business. They know how to do it and do it right, and they know how to be fair and competitive with their pricing, and they get to you real quickly. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Is Mr. Clevin going to join? Yes, apparently he is from, well, let's just do it right, from Panama City, Florida. This guy gets around. Mm. Why, just yesterday he was here.
Wow.
Crazy.
It's the Bill Clevin segment, starring Bill Clevin, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download the app STL Taxi. It is a terrific app and a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now from Panama City, Florida, home, by the way, of the world's largest nightclub, here's Bill Clevin.
Well, I may have to check that out.
You should, because it's true. There's a night spot. And it's called, I don't know, some French name or something. It'll hold like 7,000 or 8,000 people dancing to night. It's the biggest nightclub in the world. And
you guys know me in the nightclub. That's my scene, buddy.
Oh, John man. Travolta Jr. And in spring break, that place, you can't get near it because just thousands and thousands and thousands of teenagers in there dancing their heads off. So, yeah, it'll be easy to find. Ask around. Anybody will know what I'm talking about. Oh, and one other thing.
Yeah.
For barbecued ribs or chicken, especially ribs, pineapple Willie's.
All right.
Maybe as good a ribs as I've ever had anyway. A little pricey, but worth it.
Now, technically, I'm in Panama City Beach, Florida.
Okay, that's where.
But you... not too far away.
Down the road, and for breakfast, the donut hole.
I have heard of that. They have talked to me about that. So I'll be here for a few days, so I can check out a lot of stuff. And you know, it's interesting. They have everything, or at least, you know, just been here for half a day, but they have pretty much everything you'd want in a major destination like a, you know, Miami, Florida, or Fort Lauderdale, or whatever. And it's not quite as crowded.
It's not a big city. It's a small town with a lot of neat stuff.
Exactly. One of the places I went today, Frank, was a place called Gulf World. And basically, it's like a smaller version of SeaWorld. They have everything you could possibly want to see at one of the SeaWorld places, but it was a lot smaller, not very crowded, not as expensive. And right here, just like right off the strip here.
I've been to Gulf World. It is. It's really, really nice.
Well, if you go on the boat, don't feed the dolphins. I got in big, big trouble, and it was embarrassing because my kids were with me. We rented a boat, and we went into this marina or bait shop, and the guy says, "You want to buy some shiners?" And I said, "What for?" He said, "Feed the dolphins." I said, "Sure." We go out there, and the water cops pull up.
Oh, boy.
And in front of my kids, this guy lays me out. "What do you think you're doing?" I said, "I'm feeding the dolphins." "Oh, yeah, I see that." "Well, you know that's against the law." I said, "No, I don't know that." The guy at the bait shop, well, I don't care what he told. And, man, he tore into me, and my kids were like, "Our dad's going to jail."
It was
bad. It was awkward. And then he starts off, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, we're on vacation." "Oh, I'd love to be on vacation today, but look at me. I'm working.
Oh,
while you're on vacation breaking the law." He just went crazy on me. Wow. He went nuts. Yeah, it was not a good day that day.
Hang on, let me make a note here.
Don't feed the dolphins.
Yeah.
Whatever you do.
Well, I just pretty much got into town, so we're still doing some exploring, so I'll have some more to share with you hopefully in the next couple of days at thebillontheroad.com. And folks here are very, very friendly. It's a really cool town. And from what I've understood, it's pretty affordable to live down here, too. I would think near a beach would be incredibly expensive. A guy I had lunch with today from the visit to Panama City Tourism Department, he said, and I hope he doesn't mind me sharing this on the radio, but he just bought a house, like a two-bedroom house, nothing terribly fancy, for like $130,000. He's like two blocks from the beach.
Well, we have a friend, we haven't seen him for years, but they had a home on a golf course in Panama City, and it had an outdoor pool that was screened in because the bugs, there's so many bugs.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, honest to goodness, a golf course, a country club, grounds, house with a pool, it was like $300,000. It wasn't what you'd expect, 800 or a million. It was very reasonable.
And the beaches are really nice there, and the water, it's like the Caribbean right there.
Yeah. Now
the only real downside is in the winter it gets to be about 50 degrees.
That's the only thing. You got to really time it. Well, it is if you're going down to the beach, you don't want it to be 50.
Well, I'm being a little facetious. I mean, you know, we put up with snow and ice. 50 degrees is no big deal.
But when you're on a beach, it doesn't seem right.
You know, I don't like the word facetious because it's got feces in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Way to
ruin that
whole segment.
It
was going so well.
I just wanted to check in and say hello
to your fine folks on this Tuesday afternoon. And one quick thing. Other thing, is there a worse airport in America than the Atlanta airport? I had a connecting flight there today, and I had a Delta flight. I don't know if that matters as much, but got in a little bit late, not terribly late, and I had to run four concourses over. The train didn't work. I'm a sweaty mess when I got to my plane, and
I almost missed
my connecting flight over there.
I hate that. That's when you start limping and pretend to be disabled and flag down that guy with that beeping cart.
Yeah.
With the little flashing light on it. That's what you do.
All right. I got a lot of notes here.
All right.
The Bill Clevelin segment brought to you this afternoon by LaClete. No LaClete cab down here, I noticed.
In Panama City Beach, Florida.
And from downtown, I guess, Panama City Beach, Florida, I'm Bill Clevelin on the Big 550 KJR.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
See you guys. Have a good one.
I didn't go in that nightclub. I'm not a nightclub guy. But it looks like 8 warehouses all connected together. It's never ending, this thing. It's sound systems upon sound systems, and it's just packed with kids dancing to loud music. And, hey, spring break, that's what they like to do. Bill Clevelin brought to you by LaClede Cap. I just watched Larry Connors down the hall watching the video on our Facebook page. This is a man who's been in the news business a long time and has seen a lot. You should see the look on his face watching this video. He's stunned. It's on our Facebook page. It's very graphic. It's very nasty and vulgar. But you need to know what really goes on at these protests and these riots. Let's call them what they are. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. I would like to take a moment to, there's no real easy way to do this without sounding like I'm bragging, but sometimes I wonder if people think that I'm macho or manly, or if women think that I'm a real man's man. I'd like to point out that, yes, I am, and here's why. Two nights ago, I had a bad light switch that we found in the basement, and that's one of two switches. You know how two switches turn on one light?
Right.
And one of the switches was going from behind the plastic wall cover. It was sparking and arcing. It was
when you move it, or
up and down when you moved it.
That's not good.
No,
I replaced it. I went to Home Depot and I got a new switch. I took the cover off. I took the wires off, put it all back, replaced it perfectly, and never killed the breaker. Did it with the wires hot.
See,
not smart.
Your luck there.
I think
not
that's
smart.
Crazy.
Well, it is crazy, but I did it, and I've done it probably 4 dozen times with dimmers. It's almost like I have to
you
show
wanna,
that
your chance
I, yeah,
right
I can
wanna...
do this.
I'd never change anything.
Not to mention the fact that when you're married, you have a death wish.
Electricity scares the crap out of me.
Well, I've been
just that sound. I mean, that sound is just.
I have a tester, and I test it twice before I get in there.
Well, what I did wasn't smart, but I think what I'm trying to say to women who might be listening, you know, sometimes I think they think, well, he's not really much into sports. I wonder if he's really a man. Yeah, yeah. And that proves it, right?
Crazy man.
Sometimes I'm just crazy and out of control.
Yeah.
The political ads are running like crazy. I'm already sick of them. And if you haven't seen them, let me help you out here so you never have to watch any of them. When they come on, just change channels, because here's what they're going to say. If I'm elected, I'm going to do something about our educational system. Isn't that what everybody ever been running said? And
yeah, sure, it's funny. It's still a problem.
It's still a problem because you, as a little state senator, you're not changing anything. And then they say it's always education, taxes, and employment. And every one of them is going to fix that. No, they're not. It's laughable. Find a better way to do your campaign ad, for goodness sake. We're tired of hearing that stuff. Very quickly, a couple of things that I've gotten a couple of emails about, so I'll just repeat quickly who they are. The guy that I think does a great job at the lake checking on people's property in this off-season, his name is Lance. The company is LOZ Management, in his 30s, trying to establish a good, solid business. He's on his way. I'd like to help him. So if you go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, you'll see LOZ Management, and I think it says, who's watching your place at the lake? You thousands of people who have places at the lake. This guy's a good guy. He's in his 30s. He works real hard. Got a wife and a baby, and I think one on the way. And you can trust him. He's checked on my place. He's done some other work for me and on the boat, and he'll take care of you. And then the other is the Critter Care, the pet sitting and pet walking service that comes to your home, run by a woman who knows what she's doing and has now done well enough that she's got several other people in the entire metro and metro east area going to homes and taking great care of people's pets, whether it's walking them, feeding them while you're at work, sitting with them when you're away, whatever. They'll take care of you. Critter Care, again, sponsors, though they're not a regular sponsor, just like Lance at LOZ is not, but give them a little leg up. Critter Care with a K. K with a critter with a K, care with a K, for you. The number 4 in the letter U, and that's also Frank Opinion under sponsors. Classical music has always been interesting to me, and I'll tell you why. I think it's a certain sect, a certain group of people who listen to it and understand it and know one composer from another. And I don't ever hang with those people. Have you ever been in a group of people and they start discussing classical composers?
No.
No, of course not. But there are people.
And if they started, I would just immediately leave the room.
I'm with you.
I'm sorry, the good news is they're not listening right now. Right now they're listening to classical music, so yes. I can't insult them. But there's something really different about those people. They're not funny. They would not appreciate our joke.
No, they're very serious.
They're very serious, and they're the same people that go to art films and either really do get them or refuse to admit they don't get them. I think they actually get them. I think they actually like deep and heavy, serious art films. But it's it's the basis for a lot of other music. Just like Latin is the root of a lot of language, yet I don't know anybody who knows anything about it. You can take music appreciation in school, and the music teacher makes you. Now, we're going to listen to Mozart, and if you notice, Mozart and Beethoven had completely different. I can't wait to get out of there. There are like. I like that stuff. I like those little excerpts and melodies that you can. But beyond that.
It's like mainstream classical.
Remember when the classical station went off the air and the station that was bought by Pujols and those people turned it, they turned it to a gospel station or something? Remember the uprising? Oh, wait, no, it was about six people that went, where's our classical music?
Yeah.
Sorry, there's nothing wrong with those people. It's just that for some reason, nobody has ever been able to take kids and get them to remain interested in classical music. I got to mention this again because I went last night. I'm trying my best to keep this particular Wendy's in business. It's in the Valley. I'll tell you again, I've told you before, on the west end of that whole Chesterfield Valley stretch. Down there on the north side sits a Wendy's, a clean, nice Wendy's that nobody is going to. And I went last night again, and I got a half-pound burger, and I got a salad, and there were three cars driving through, and nobody's sitting in there. This thing's not going to make it, and it's too bad. And I don't know that I do get it. It's kind of hard to know where to turn in. They don't have their own entrance. You got to turn in the street before and then do this kind of convoluted thing. But, folks, there's a great Wendy's in the Valley. I don't know who owns it. They don't advertise here. I just think it's a shame that I've been there five or six times, and then it's like I'm the only one there. So it is there. There is a Wendy's in the Valley. And last, because you know how I feel about protecting yourself and your right to have guns, and everybody should probably have concealed carry. We saved the store. This actually happened 3-4 days ago, about 3 days ago. This armed gunman tried to hold up a store clerk at a BP gas station on South Grand. Again, not a story that got a lot of press because it's a good news story about guns. About 1:30 in the morning, and the clerk pulled his own gun and shot this guy in both legs. So he wasn't able to get very far. There you go. That's the way it's supposed to work. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's actually a name for this joke, and the joke is called Positive Attitude. Now, this is an example of somebody who has a really positive attitude, and it's a story of a guy who, in the middle of the night, regains consciousness. He's been unconscious because he was in a horrible, horrible automobile accident. And when he woke up, he was in agonizing pain. He's in the intensive care unit. He's got tubes in his nose, down his throat, in his arms, and wires, and stickers, and monitors, and a gorgeous nurse hovering over him. And as he's waking up, she says, "You have been in a serious accident." He says, "All right." And she leaned over and looked straight into his eyes and very slowly said, "You may not feel anything from the waist down." He looks at her and says, "So I can feel your boobs?"
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Oh, good news. They've cleared that accident southbound 170 near Ladue Road. Bad news is it's still a slow stretch from south and Midland southbound on 170 all the way. Stop and go, essentially, till south of Olive. Then you open up a little bit, but it's still heavy headed towards 64. Westbound on Highway 64, you're on your brakes now from about Grand, at least, headed towards the McCausland area past Forest Park. Then again, you're on the brakes as well between Lindbergh and Ballas, and then again at Apopka coming down the hill from Mason. Westbound, further west of there, it's a slow stretch as well. Out in the valley, headed towards the Boone Bridge and into St. Charles County in a couple pockets, passing Highway K and Highway N. Southbound on 270, remain stop and go now between Page and about Doherty Ferry. Then you're just rain slow now, south of there all the way to Tesson Ferry. You're on the brakes in that stretch as well. Westbound on Highway 44, have reports of an accident just west of 270. Can't see it on a camera. But I do see stop-and-go volume now from before 270 at about Big Bend all the way out to almost 141. That's west on 44, east on 64. You're on the brakes now between 141 and 270. Same story headed towards the Poplar as well from about 7th Street towards the Poplar. Northbound 55, a little bit of volume in that right lane approaching the Poplar Street Bridge as well. Northbound, westbound on Highway 70, a slow stretch from before 170 all the way out through the Blanchette Bridge. Then another pocket or so between 79 and T.R. Hughes. It remains heavy up in North County, eastbound on 270 around the bend between McDonald and 170. Northbound 170 is a slow stretch between 70 and 270. Rain slowed in a lot of areas out there this afternoon. This update brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking a temperature. Every new parent should have one. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
This station is live, local talk. That means local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Warning! The Granite Busters Fall Countertop Clearance is almost over. Call Click or Stop In today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one granite and quartz retailer, Granite Busters. Buy before October 31st and you'll get three amazing extras absolutely free. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade free, a stainless steel undermount sink free, and removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops free. And no other granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles, starting at just $29.99 a square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today, or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at granitebusters.com. Hurry, because the Granite Busters fall countertop clearance is almost over.
Sale offer is for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st.
You have all that space. Why won't you take 5 minutes and organize it and use that space to its biggest potential? Well, you can do that with one simple phone call to St. Louis Closet Company. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated for over 20 years, started out of Jennifer Williams' garage, and it has grown exponentially throughout the years. They've reclaimed a building in Maplewood and have given money back to the local community and to the local economy. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated, 100% custom closets for you, manufactured right here in St. Louis. No prefabricated parts, no standard sizes, truly custom closets, whether it's pantries closets, kids closets, Murphy beds to save space, whatever it may be. You want to organize your life and organize that space, there's only one place to call. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. That's 314-781-9000 or stlouisclosetco.com.
Hi, I'm Terry Wojtowicz, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your full-line truck and SUV headquarters. For over 50 years at the same location, you know that selecting the ideal commercial vehicle can be complex and your needs are unique. You've come to the right place to get the right vehicle. Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your Ford business preferred network. Working with Broadway Ford Truck Sales means you are getting the most dedicated vehicle expertise available. We help you select the best vehicle for your particular application, plus we provide custom financing and leasing options.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has been earning your business for over 50 years at the same location. If you've never used Broadway Ford, give them a try.
They have a state-of-the-art service and parts department. And if you need to lease or rent a vehicle or truck, call Jim Cavanaugh. Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located downtown at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. You can reach them at 314-241-9140 or at BroadwayTruck.com.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. There's a lot of people who listen who think, I can handle this on my own, and they start to maneuver their way through the paperwork, and then they end up getting denied. Do you see folks like that come in and see you at the St. Louis Home Retention Group?
You know what? Honestly, Steve, I would say that at least half of our clients, half of our successful modifications are people who've either gone to a different organization to try to help them with modifications, or they've tried to do it themselves and have been denied. They're moving towards foreclosure. They've given up, and then they come in our office, and guess what happens? As we follow through, we're able to accomplish things that they have not been able to accomplish on their own, nor has their bank been able to help them with. And the reason why, Steve, is because we are the best at what we do, bar none.
Yeah, so look, there's no reason not to make the call, but even if you didn't make the call the first time, make the call now and get it fixed. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Hungry for St. Louis-style barbecue and award-winning ribs? Satisfy your craving at Rib City. All of their meats from their extensive menu are slow-cooked in their wood-burning smokers. Baby back ribs, thick and juicy barbecue, St. Louis-style spare ribs, barbecue pork steaks, and delicious smoked turkey breast, grilled and barbecue chicken, and even fish. Doesn't get any better than that. For more info, go to RibCityStLouis.com. Bring your hunger to Rib City for real barbecue, great ribs, east of I-270 on Manchester, in the Colonnade Center in De Pere.
Shark Tank is on CNBC five nights a week. The sharks are hungry for deals and ready to bite. Get hooked. Shark Tank tonight at 9 on CNBC.
Hey, Mizzou fans, stop by before or after the game and see what real's all about. Lion's Choice has been serving real roast beef sandwiches since 1967. Quality taste and nutrition is what we're all about. Stop by today. Get real.
Phillips 66 fuels the neighborhood with performance gas and just about everything else. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
For the best lawn on the block, DynaGreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for DynaGreen or online at DynaGreenInfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
For your real estate needs, you need the Cave Bova Selling Team. Now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the Cave Bova Selling Team at SellingSTLewis.com.
Mike Evans is in the house, in the imaginary radio house. He's stepping out of the imaginary green room and ready to give you some Hollyweird info. And he's brought to you by Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Not to be bragging, but I'm actually having dinner there tonight. We'll talk about it maybe a little bit tomorrow. Kind of a special dinner with some special people. Annie Guns is next to the Smokehouse Market, same proprietor, and they're both in Chesterfield Valley. And now, courtesy of Annie Guns and the Smokehouse, here is Mike Evans. How's it going?
Good.
What's cooking?
How's everything in St. Louis? Huh?
Everything in St. Louis is quiet at the moment.
Cards.
What? Oh. We were looking kind of scary there at 4-0, but now I don't want to say anything because there are people listening who don't want a spoiler because they're going to go home and try to catch the end of it. But things are looking better.
Boy, the Rams sure suck.
Oh my goodness!
Why do you give up a touchdown with 30 seconds left and you let them throw an 80-yard pass?
Well, you know what it is. We need a new stadium. If we get a new stadium, everything will be great.
Yep.
We're going to be the LA Rams next year, dog.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't surprise a lot of people.
No, and you know what? I think that's a bad move for St. Louis. For the Ram football team, because people are not going to go see them. I mean, not go see the Rams or the Raiders when they were here before.
There's a reason they left.
The middle of the winter, it's January, it's 80 degrees, people are at the beach. They're not going to a football game.
No, but that's Stan Kroenke. He wants to take them there.
Yeah. He
He got booed last night. I heard when Dick Vermeil mentioned his name.
Is that right?
Because they did a tribute to the Super Bowl winning Rams before the game, and Dick Vermeil was there, and he mentioned his name, and I heard there were boos in the crowd.
Call me.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm not going to get into it. I'm not. I don't know anything about sports. Go right ahead, Mr. Evans.
Pop quiz, name the name of the star who says all she wants for Christmas is another baby. Nicole Kidman.
I could help her with that.
Victoria Beckham.
I could help her, too.
You know what? You're talking about your spermatozoa on my report.
That's right, I am.
Zola.
Yeah. That's the medical name.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
And that's sperm.
He messed it up a little bit.
Jennifer Garner. No,
I'd help her, too. I could help her, too.
Love Nugget, spy Edward Snowden is still living in Russia. But did you know that living with him on again, off again, is his Hawaii stripper, pole dancer, girlfriend, Lindsay Mills, who seems to commute from Honolulu to Moscow, paid for by the Russian government. So obviously Edward Snowden's given them something. They have his Hawaiian girlfriend flown back and forth. What's up with that?
Not a bad gig if you can get it.
Are you saying that you are supporting?
No, I'm saying for him, that's not a bad gig if he can get them to pay to bring his girlfriend in. That's all I'm saying.
Telling secrets about our country.
Of course he is.
After 6 months, English rocker Ricky Whittle.
Never heard of him.
Who's that?
Yeah, no kidding.
Has split with Rumor Willis. He says that she's a nut. Gee, you think? There was a law passed in New York City, a city ordinance that men were allowed to bicycle in Central Park without a shirt, so therefore women were allowed to do so as well. So Rumor Willis, the next two or three days, just rode her bike around topless, just getting pictures taken of her.
Wow.
They're not that good-looking boots.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Two big areolas for me.
Oh.
Jennifer Lawrence was asked if she ever had a crush on a Hollywood star before she became a Hollywood star. She said yes. Believe it or not, hot. J-Law. Said she had a crush on Larry David.
What?
Yes.
And Larry David says, I'm old enough to be your grandfather, but thanks for the comment.
Wow.
Did you hear about this?
There's hope for me.
Well, yeah, that's her crush,
yeah,
Larry David.
There's hope for me, except he's got the money.
TV, well, a lot of stars have money that I think would be better picks than Larry David.
Mm.
TV ratings last week, Saturday Night Live.
Oh, boy.
Registered the lowest ratings in the history of the show.
Wow, that really surprised me when I heard that.
It surprised you?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why, because... And then I started thinking about it, and I thought, no, based on the opening night a couple of weeks ago, if anybody saw that disaster, they probably wrote the whole season off.
Yeah, well, people just don't watch anymore.
Wow.
FX Network got the biggest ratings ever for American Horror Story Freak Show.
Oh, man, I watched it. It's wild.
Is it out there?
Yeah, it's really good. It's really bizarre, but it's good.
How about the commercial break when they did a promo of the woman with the women joined?
The
double feature coming up.
The conjoined twins. But what a great job they did, however they did it with a computer, making her look just like she's got two heads. It's really well done. It's freaky, but it's supposed to be.
Computers?
Oh, well, that's maybe they really have. Maybe she really has two heads. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She really has two heads.
Spoiler
sorry.
Alert.
Yeah, sorry.
Just think. It's not.
How about the guy with those little flipper arms or whatever?
They call him Flipper.
Now, some of those people in that show actually are, I don't want to call them freaks, but they are.
But there were thalidomide babies that had that affliction.
I know. You're right.
Yep.
The Reels TV channel is expecting big ratings with their new miniseries about Jackie Kennedy Onassis, her life after JFK died, starring Katie Holmes.
That's a good choice.
As Jackie O. Odds and Ends. Who was that actor with a 5-inch ponytail, 5-inch beard, both in rubber bands in Canada making a movie? Closer look, as John Travolta.
Muscato.
As bizarre as he could ever look.
Muscato.
Move the cat. Thank you. New York Post headline. You know, I love him, Frank.
I love him, too.
Story about Angelina Jolie meeting the Queen of England and the Queen declaring Angelina a dame. A very rare occurrence, since usually the Queen only announces and gives the title dame to British subjects.
There is nothing like the dame. Nothing. Peon wouldn't know that.
No, I wouldn't.
I saw that.
I don't know it either.
Queen.
I'm sorry, before the headline, did you see her with the Queen? Angelina,
yes,
from the side, looked like a zipper. She looked like a skeleton.
Totally. Yeah,
she's way too thin.
New York Post headline screamed, Dame Yankee.
Oh, good one.
See what they did there?
Good one.
Hollywood date in history, October 14th, Bing Crosby died. One of the meanest, most disliked actors of his era. A child beater, a drunk, a drug addict, just a horrible human being.
Remember the Barbara Walters interview with Bing Crosby?
No.
And when he said in the interview, and they replayed it a couple of years ago, his stand on living together and not being married. And she said, so if you had a daughter and she fell in love and lived with a guy, he said, if they lived together and weren't married, I'd never speak to her again. She's out of the family. Honest to goodness. Wow.
I remember hearing that now.
Oh, yeah. He said, never speak to her again.
White Christmas, my arse.
And I wouldn't give him any orange juice either.
Well, if it's Minute Maid, there's no doubt about it.
Draw your voice.
It's Bing Crosby. Come on.
You want a little Bing Crosby? I'll give you a little Bing Crosby.
No, that's the town drunk. You're doing Otis. Goodness. Otis, yeah, the town drunk. From Andy Griffith. That's Otis.
Dean Crosby.
Nip it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me. It's Mikey.
Ernest T. He's got to give him that.
Yeah. Ernest T. is good.
Yeah. And finally, the broadcast.
No.
I know, Franco. Mm. Name the name of the star who says all she wants for Christmas is another baby, Nicole Kidman, Victoria Beckham, Jennifer Garner. Then they all have been offered spermatozoa from Franco Pinion.
And who is it?
What? Wait, run that by me again.
What's the question again?
The question is, which one wants a baby?
Oh, Dan.
Oh, what are our choices?
Nicole Kidman.
Oh,
holy crap.
Jennifer Garner, and who else?
You must have been out taking a
whiz. Victoria Beckham.
Victoria Beckham.
Kidman. Victoria Beckman.
Not Beckham.
Beckham.
It's a Beckham. No. What are you drinking to?
DQ.
Oh,
he's DQ.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
I'll say Nicole Kidman.
I'm out to lunch.
And I will say Jennifer Garner.
The answer is Nicole Kidman. Hi, Mike Evans. See ya.
Beyond you win.
I was going to say Nicole Kidman.
No, you weren't. You can't even, you know the name.
I don't even know
the question or the.
Oh, I think it's Beckman for Victoria Beckman.
Yeah. Mike Evans brought to you by, as always, Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Let me talk about
that. What? Giant phone is throwing off his equilibrium.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That could be it. It's so
thrown up your center. Your
new phone he got is giving off some kind of radio waves. It's affecting his brain. I would like to talk to you about where I bank and where I'd like for you to consider banking, and that is First Community Credit Union. Now, I've been banking there for several years now, do all my banking there. Don't deal with another bank. Don't need to. Everything I need or will need from a bank is at this banking institution called First Community Credit Union. They also sponsor the yard sale, which returns this Saturday, and I was just told will be on for the next two Saturdays. So as football season interrupts some of the shows, we're working our way through it. And we have two Saturdays in a row with the yard sale, sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. Be sure, if you're in, to thank them for the yard sale, because it's put a lot of cash in a lot of people's pockets and helped people find things they were looking for. And what they'll do for you is provide you with good, solid, competitive rates and great service. With 40 locations, it is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Please think about becoming a member like we are. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a final quick check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Now, new accident south, eastbound 270, just after 370. It is over on the right shoulder, though. Still heavy up in North County between McDonald and New Florissant. Working with another accident westbound on Highway 64, just before Lindbergh. It's on the right shoulder. Not causing too many delays there. Still some volume headed out of the city. The normal stretch westbound passing Forest Park up to McCausland. Southbound 170 remains heavy from Olive down through 64. Not stop and go, though. Heavy southbound on 270 passing Olive. Then you are stop and go now between, looks like, Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Westbound on Highway 64, heavy down the hill towards Mason Road from 270. Then again in the valley, headed towards the Boone Bridge, crossing the river. Westbound Highway 70 remains heavy between 170 and 270. They cleared out in the Fenton Valley Park area, westbound on Highway 44. No major delays headed towards 141 from 270. This update brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. When buying a thermometer, trust the doctors and nurses who use and recommend the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at Target or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd of the Big 550, KTRS.
Traffic reports when you need them. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Live and local. Depend on it.
Calling all beer lovers. This Saturday, head to Westport Plaza from 2 till 6 for the Westport Brew Fest to celebrate several of the country's finest brews, including Four Hands, Anheuser-Busch, Boulevard, Granite City Food and Brewery, Kirkwood Station, New Belgium, O'Fallon Brewery, Schlafly, Square One, and more. Tickets are $25 and include a commemorative sampling mug, all beer sampling, and live music by Jive and Whale. Discounted general admission and VIP tickets are on sale now at westportstl.com. And raise a glass Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Westport Brew Fest.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
All right, please go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/AM and the PM. Look at that 14-minute video. Heed the warning. It is some filthy language. You'll see the other side of this whole Ferguson mess. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
If this continues to happen, where's our future? The children are our future.
Three more St. Louis murders overnight. That's more than 100 for the year, what one witness says he saw overnight.
The two top candidates for St. Louis County Executive face off in a debate weeks before Election Day, what they're saying about funding education.
Former President Jimmy Carter stops at an Illinois college, his message of peace to students.
First at 6, the city's homicide rate continues to rise. Three more people were murdered this morning.
Fox News' Rocky Madden is reporting from where the two most recent killings took place. Rocky.
And Sandy, we just learned the names of the victims. We have pictures of them, too. We'll give you those in just a minute. But first, let me give you some background on what happened. We are in O'Fallon Park in